On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 78, learn about a high-tech device that will help track your guitar's humidity, find out how the metronome can actually be your friend, and discover a tiny yet potent kit that will help keep your fingerboard in tip-top shape. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 78. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week. And this week, there is quite a few items on here. There are quite a few items on here that you absolutely need to know about for your guitar safety and for your enjoyment with the guitar. So without further ado, let me just jump right into my very first item. So let's just put it this way. When you own a guitar and it's brand new, you buy it right off the showroom floor, it's just shiny and beautiful. It's clean where it's supposed to be clean. Well, it's clean everywhere because it's a brand new guitar. The fingerboard's beautiful, the frets are shiny, there's no dust underneath the strings. But as you own the guitar, as you play the guitar, it starts to become dirty. Gradually dirty over time, and a year in, you might be looking at your guitar thinking, man, where's the sheen and luster that those frets used to have? Well, I found a kit that's super convenient that actually helps you retain that shine on the fret and that luster on the fingerboard, and it is the GHS Fingerboard Care Kit. It's a nice, convenient little kind of aluminum metal tube that has a fret buffer in it, two-sided fret buffer, some fingerboard oil, mineral oil, as well as a polishing cloth to use specifically on the fingerboard. Now, I actually did an experiment with this, and I'll show you the results of that here in a second. However, first, I want you to hear from the folks at GHS on how to use this fingerboard care kit.
Guitar maintenance is the key to keeping your instrument playing and sounding great. Bright, smooth frets and a clean, conditioned fingerboard are just as critical to an instrument's sound as a new set of strings. Shiny, clean frets allow for optimal contact of the strings to your instrument, improving the instrument's sound and playability. The new GHS Fingerboard Care Kit makes it easy to maintain your instrument's frets and fingerboard. The kit includes a fret buffer, the GHS Fingerboard Cleaner Conditioner, and a cloth. Step 1. Remove the old strings. Step 2. Use the dark side of the fret buffer to clean your frets. Always go up and down using moderate pressure. Be careful not to touch the fingerboard with the buffer. Step 3. Use the light side of the fret buffer to polish your frets. Again, always going up and down with moderate pressure. Step 4. Use the enclosed cloth to apply the conditioner to the fingerboard. Depending on how dirty the fingerboard is, you may need to use more. However, a light covering is usually all that is needed. Step 5. Using the same cloth, clean the fingerboard. Make sure you get right up next to the frets to clean any dirt and grime that may have collected next to the frets. Step 6. Use a clean, dry section of the cloth to remove the excess conditioner until dry. Step 7. Restring with a new set of GHS strings. The kit is ideal for all stringed instruments with natural, non-glossy, darker fingerboards. This includes acoustic, electric, classical, and bass guitars, as well as ukuleles and other fretted instruments.
All right, so now that you see how it works, let me share with you my experience with the product. So I ordered this about 2 weeks ago, and I thought, you know, I gotta really put it through its paces so I can share with y'all what my experience is. And it's super, super easy to use. Now, one of the things that I'm not sure was supposed to be included was this like little, I don't know, it's like a wax paper type thing. I actually use that to protect the fingerboard. So I don't know if this was intentional, but I don't know, I found use for it. So that obviously is included. It has this fret buffer in it, which I believe has two different grits of micro mesh on it. And then of course the mineral oil and the polishing cloth. Now, there's nothing that says you can't go to any luthier supply store and get a full huge bottle of mineral oil, get a full, you know, a set of micro mesh pads and a couple different cloths, but you know, that's totally an option for you. However, this tiny little fingerboard care kit is super convenient. It can fit right in your gig bag or in your case, and you can use it. It's very guitar friendly. It's very travel friendly. So you'll see a picture here. I actually used this on a Dobro that I had, my old Dobro that was laying around. I had not cleaned the fingerboard in, oh, I don't know, 3 years or so. And I kind of kept some dirt on there next to the cleanly polished frets and fingerboard. So you can see the dramatic impact that it really did have. So I am tickled with this. I think this is a fantastic little kit. You know, I think it cost me anywhere between $9 and $15. I can't remember the exact price, but I know it wasn't a whole heck of a lot. I got it through Amazon. So if you want to learn more about this fingerboard care kit by GHS, just visit acousticlife.tv/AT78. You'll be able to see that video, how to use it, and also there's a link to purchase it through Amazon. And as with all the links on acousticlife.tv, those are referral links for Amazon, so we get a percentage of those sales, and then we go ahead and take that percentage, and on behalf of all Acoustic Tuesday viewers, we donate it to Guitars for Vets. So you can do good by being a guitar geek, and keeping your frets clean. That's kind of a tough thing to say. And speaking of tough things to say, Noah, I'm glad you're here with me. Keep me on track.
That's a tough thing to say.
It really wasn't tough. Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first, the man behind the machinery over here. It's not a tough thing to say, but the way I'm speaking today, everything seems a little, it's an uphill battle. It's an extreme uphill battle.
I think you're doing quite well.
Well, thanks. There's a lot of like E rhyming, like geek and clean.
Nah.
That's about it.
Those you're looking too, yeah, you're getting too deep. I think you're doing great.
Thanks.
And good morning to you and good morning to fellow Acoustic Tuesday viewers.
Thanks. Did you have a good weekend, Noah?
I had a great weekend. You know, I told you a little while ago that my oldest son just randomly started getting into running.
Which is awesome.
Like by himself. I mean, just every night, you know, we'd be hanging out in the house and all of a sudden he'd walk by in his sweats or whatever. And it's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm going to go for a run. And at first we're like, okay, you sure you're just not heading over to like sit outside the library and connect to the Wi-Fi, you know, kind of thing. guy was actually running.
I'm like, nice.
How cool is that? He was so dedicated. He was running in his Vans shoes. And I noticed this for about almost 2 weeks. And it's like, man, you and I, we need to run together. So I got him a brand new pair of running shoes.
Nice.
And that was maybe a month ago now. And so now for the last 2 weeks, him and I have been running pretty regularly during the last 2 weeks together.
That's awesome.
At least 10 miles a week.
Nice. That's fantastic.
So that was awesome. This weekend it snowed and my two youngest, they wanted to go for a run too. So they're like all bundled up looking like ticks, you know, like waddling behind me in the snow. They wanted to make a go of it as well. So
that's so funny.
I had a pretty fantastic weekend.
You know, if you took the whole family running, it would literally look like there was a race in Belgrade because you got six kids, you got Heather. It would look like there's people would be wondering where the race is because there's so many people running on the street.
That's good. That's funny. When you said that, when, as soon as you said that, like when, oh man, if your whole family was running, the thing that came to my mind was it'd be looking like you're escaping, trying to escape from some thing or some place.
Jailbreak.
Yeah, but I like the race.
Well, that's it's good. Funny. You know, I randomly thought of this. You know, a couple years back, Whitney did the, what was that program called? The running program?
Yeah, the Girls on the Run.
Girls on the Run, yeah. So my wife Whitney did this Girls on the Run program where she would go to a school and kind of mentor a young runner. And lo and behold, who does Whitney get paired up with? None other than Noah's daughter.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, like, it's just, the running's meant to be, Noah.
Yeah.
It's just
meant
to be.
That was pretty awesome.
That was really
our lives are so serendipitously intertwined.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. There's more stories where that came from. Have we ever told the tooth story?
No.
I don't think so. That's probably for another episode.
Yeah, that's
We should probably hang on to that one.
Okay, let's hang on.
It's a good one.
We'll put that in the pocket for later.
Well, I want to keep rolling through, Noah, but of course, we've got an important item of business to get out of the way, and that is, of course, Guitar Geek Trivia. So, here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question. Which model guitar is most associated with Mother Maybelle Carter? Is it A, the Kalamazoo Oriole, B, the Martin Singlo 17, C, the Harmony Sovereign, or D, the Gibson L5? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, moving right along, Noah, unbeknownst to you, we did get something in the mailbag. It actually arrived over the weekend. I came into the studio and I got it.
Did you?
And, well, it contained some things for Whitney, so I had to bring it home first. Now, do you want me to read? I'll read the note first. This came from my mom and dad, who are avid Acoustic Tuesday fans. And the letter was pretty awesome. Good day, Tony and Noah. Enclosed in this package are the following. Two action figures for your new set.
What?
We got action figures.
Oh, man.
We got a Jerry Garcia Pop figure.
That's clearly for your table.
And then we got a Prince Pop figure.
That's clearly for Levi's table.
So thanks, Mom and Dad, for that.
That's cool.
Next, one bottle of flavoring juice for Noah.
What?
Yes, this is from the Door County Distillery. Cherry Bluff Infusion.
Whoa.
Noah, this is for you, for your coffee or something.
What is it?
It's some sort of liqueur?
Whoa.
45% alcohol by volume. It's not a liqueur. 90 proof. Some sort of cherry and citrus thing. It's for a dash of flavor in an old fashioned or something like that.
Awesome.
So that's for you, Noah. Okay. Five packs of sugary snacks for those long days. So we got three Pez dispensers with various emojis on top. They made sure to include the poop emoji.
That's like rather modern for your folks to do.
I know. I think they might have, you know, went to town. You know, they they took the hour drive into town.
Yeah, it was the weekend.
And they're like, Pez dispensers. And we also got these Wisconsin nibbles. They're chocolate things you could put in your coffee. So we got those too.
Man, I don't know if I've met anyone as thoughtful as your folks.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get anything from like that from them. And garlic for Whitney, of course. I already took that home to her. Where did those go? Oh, two picks for the imaginary pick board. Now, this shows that they're avid Acoustic Tuesday fans because they sent in some cool picks for the pick board. Now, the pick board is not in existence yet. It's a pick cup. I gotta wait till I have enough picks to make the pick board. So I got two Harley Davidson picks. So those will go in the pick cup, which does exist. It's over here. I'm collecting. And then this was not on the list, so I'm not sure how to approach these next items, Noah. But we got some koozies from where they live up in Wisconsin, the Silver Cliff, Wisconsin Township. We got camo and blaze orange, just in case we're out hunting and we need to have a beverage. And also Southern Comfort koozies.
I don't know.
Something tells me that they were cleaning out cabinets, and we got some presents from that. So there you have it. That's the mailbag. Oh no, I got more. Actually, got some really cool geeky stuff too. So I didn't mention this before. Actually, I'll wait for that one because it's really cool. The new issue Fretboard Journal I just got. Billy Strings graces the cover with an electric guitar with an interesting story. For those of you who aren't hip to the Fretboard Journal, maybe you're a new guitar geek. Maybe this is your first Acoustic Tuesday show, but this is kind of a must-read magazine quarterly for any guitar enthusiast, whether you play or you just appreciate guitar. Really fantastic layout. Comes out every quarter. Beautiful photography. Great, great articles and some really cool stuff. So that came in. So I'm pumped about that. And I don't know if I mentioned this before, but this little number came in. Yeah, this little number right here.
Yeah.
The NV Tone, which is a new acoustic guitar pickup that I'm super excited to install in one of my guitars. This, to the best of my knowledge, this isn't officially out yet. I think they're doing pre-orders for it. It comes with a preamp, and it looks very easy to install. So I'm excited to get it into a guitar and let you all know how I feel about it. The cool thing about this is that it actually has a rechargeable battery. So you just plug it in to charge it. So there's no changing of batteries. It's just more of a charging mechanism. And I believe that's on the pre, but I don't know all the details yet. I got to dig in, but I can't wait to share it all with you. So it was a good day in the mailbag.
Very good day.
We can have a sugar high and a sugar crash, and we can play with action figures and Once you finish this, you'll be ready to roll. All right. Moving along to what we're listening to this week at Acoustic Life Studios. Now, this week, the recommendation comes from Makanda, Illinois, which I believe is Southern Illinois. And John B. sends in this recommendation. He says, we must listen to Robert Bolin and Will Mehring. Now, the cool thing is I actually know these folks, or I've got a story associated with these folks, but let me first share with you John's recommendation, and we'll listen a little bit. But so John says this, Robert and Will are local artists, and though their websites kind of fade away after 2009, they are still in Southern Illinois and still playing together. I am fortunate to see them at a friend's 4th of July party every year where they play for a dozen or so people. In 1978, Robert took second place in Winfield at the National Flatpick Championship, and in 79, he won the fingerpicking title at Winfield. From 1993 to 1996, he was a bluegrass boy and played fiddle for Mr. Bill Monroe. After Monroe's passing, he played with the Osborne Brothers. In the 80s, he played in Kathy Mattea's band, and you can see him on the mandolin during her Austin City Limits performance. If you do a YouTube search of Whiskey Before Breakfast, Robert, Will, and Brad Davis's video from 2007 is the top return with over 780,000 views. Robert told me he was surprised by this, especially since this was just the sound check. Oh, and Robert's guitar arsenal will make you drool. Last 4th of July, he brought his 1935 D28 herringbone. I can send you a photo if you want to see it. Yes, I will take you up on that offer, John. Please submit that at acousticlife.tv. I would love to see that guitar. Furthermore, Robert and Will are fantastic musicians in their own right and also as a duo. So actually, let's listen to a couple tunes by them. First, let's listen to Will Mehring playing her version of Arkansas Traveler, which is a really cool take. She's added vocals to a classic fiddle tune, and I think it turned out fantastically well. So let's have a listen. So that was the first song that I ever heard Will play. It was very early on in the YouTubes, and I was back in Chicago, and I stumbled on this, and I was like, this is so cool. This is a song that I know instrumentally, and then with those words, I thought it was just exceptional. So please check her out. And then next, let's listen to Robert Bolin playing his tune, Carry Me Away.
Take it to the shore, leave what I don't need anymore. I gotta cut the road and let that old river carry me away. There's wisdom there in the water that flows. It cuts through the hills, lets the beauty show. I gotta let go and let that old river carry me away. People say that for me, that old river is just a fantasy. Close your eyes and you will see, that's the way life should be. If it's real, if it's not, either way I know I've got to let go and let that old river carry me away.
Now, Now, John said in his description of Robert and Will that Robert's guitar snow would make us drool. And I'm assuming that guitar that he's playing on in that video is part of his guitar snow, and it is stunning, like jaw-droppingly beautiful sounding. So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned and acknowledge that, because that's one of the things that jumped out at me on that particular video clip was the tone of that guitar. Needless to say, his singing and Will and Robert singing together, just fantastic musicians that I think you all should know about and really check out. So if you're wondering about, let me first actually give a couple of Will's accolades as well. Now, Will won the Chris Austin songwriting contest at Merlefest, and she also has a bluegrass band. I don't know if they're still together. I can't tell. I couldn't find much. But they're called Shady Mix, and apparently they have four albums out. But let's actually isolate Will's albums first. So Will has three albums out, solo albums, An Ocean from Home, The Calling, and The Turning of a Century. And then if we move to Robert's album, he's got a solo album out entitled Six String Soliloquy, and that album is truly exceptional. I would recommend that to everybody. Any acoustic guitar geek, some beautiful instrumental pieces on there. And then they have a duo album together, which I believe is their most recent release. I haven't heard that one yet, but if these other albums are any indication, I'm sure that album is fantastic with those talents combined. So again, that's Robert Bolin and Will Mehring. Make sure to check them out. If they happen to be playing near you, take the time to go see them. Long ago when I was working in Chicago at the Old Town School of Folk Music, we actually had them do an in-store performance. Robert was doing a flat picking workshop earlier in the day, but later that evening they did a in-store performance, and it was great. It was just great to have them in a tiny little store and playing to, I want to say 20 or 30 folks, but it was pretty awesome, and they're fantastic people. I remember meeting them and just thinking, man, these are just awesome people. So again, make sure to check Robert and Will out. All right, Noah, I'm going to hand things over to you. I know we got some small wins to celebrate, so let's
sure
just
do
it.
All right. All right, Tony, here we go. Small wins, as always, from Acoustic Tuesday viewers. And the first one comes from Lou B. So, Lil Smokies are seriously addictive. Checked out their tour schedule, and wouldn't you know it, they're playing the Foundry tonight in Philly. Just got my tickets.
Nice.
Guess that's going to be my small win today.
Heck yeah.
I won't be practicing tonight.
Well, you can mentally practice as you watch and enjoy. That's so cool. I'm so pumped you're going to be able to go see those guys.
Yeah, we know exactly what he means, too. That they're addictive.
Yeah.
Next one comes from Tony S. Small win. Drove to Brenham, Texas, and met Melissa and Scott Elliott of Elliott Capos.
That's so awesome.
Super wonderful and genuine folks, and they were so generous with their time to give me a shop tour where I witnessed their dedicated employees truly fabricating and polishing their amazing capos by hand.
They're pieces of art. Those capos are insane. And I'm so... Tony actually mentioned to me a little bit earlier in the week that he was going to go down there. And I was like, man, make sure to tell them hi for us. Because I really admire what they do. They make, their capos are stunning. They're really stunning. They work so well. I've had my first Elliott capo, I think I've had for now 12 years. And then I just recently got two more. I got one of their new twist capos that is just beautiful. It's like jewelry for your guitar in not a gaudy way. And just great work and wonderful people. And I would encourage all of you to follow those guys on Facebook. If you really want to understand what goes into those Elliott capos, make sure to follow them on Facebook. Scott's always posting pictures of what he's working on that day's batch of capos. So really cool that Tony S. had a chance to go down there. So congrats, Tony S., and thanks for sharing that small win.
All right. And and our final small win for today. Now, of course, there's always more. There's many, many, many more small wins always listed below in the comments, and it's always very difficult to choose which ones. So I almost don't even think about it. I almost just like see the small win, and it's like I'm not even going to judge. I'm just going to grab small win, pull. So go read some more small wins if you got the time. This last one comes from AMA Triathlete. That's the moniker there.
Cool.
Or maybe it's a play on IMA, I'm a triathlete.
Oh, small either end, way. Sounds.
Either way.
Yeah.
Small win. I just finished Tony's 5-day acoustic challenge and learned my first lick after playing guitar for a year.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. Keep up the great work. Keep that positive momentum going for sure.
And there we go. There's small wins for today, Tony.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Noah, and thank you all for submitting those small wins. If you're sitting there thinking, I want to share a small win, that sounds fun. Well, it is fun, and it does something essential for your guitar journey. It actually helps cultivate this positive momentum. It's almost like a daily gratitude practice, which you can reap tons of benefits from. So if you want a small, if you want to submit a small win, please do so in the comments below. Hashtag small win and go ahead and describe it. Maybe you learned your first lick. Maybe you changed your strings for the first time. Maybe you're going to an awesome show. We want to know. We want all of us guitar geeks to know. So please submit those below in the YouTube comments. All right, Noah, moving on. This is going to be an interesting one, this next one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to dig into it, but I want people to not, I don't want you to put your blinders on when I start to say this next word. Because when I say this next word, in fact, I might not even say the word till the end. I don't even know if I can. I will. We're all friends here. We're all guitar geeks. But just promise me that when I say the word that I'm going to say, you're not going to turn the show off. I don't want this to be at the point where you stop watching, because this next word scares a lot of people. And it could even be considered a curse word amongst guitar geeks. And the word is metronome. Okay, I'm going to share with you 5 reasons why and how the metronome can actually be your best friend and can actually have fun with it. Okay, and at the end, if you don't know how to use a metronome, don't worry. I've got something special in store for you. So let's just dive into the reasons how the metronome can help you as a guitar geek. Number one, well, let's do a top-down one. Let's start at 5. Number 5, it's going to improve your relationship with rhythm and timing. Now, this one seems really obvious, but the reason I wrote this down is because so often, you know, we try and immediately start playing with other folks, and we realize, like, man, there's a lot of moving parts to this thing. And one of those moving parts, one of the big moving parts, is rhythm and timing. And if you don't have a solid relationship with rhythm or timing, it can be very difficult to get in sync with other players. And the metronome will certainly help you do that. It will allow you to slow things down. It'll allow you to actually feel the beat and understand what's happening rhythmically while you're playing rhythm guitar or just strumming along with chords. So improving your relationship with timing is paramount, and the metronome will certainly help you do that. Number 4. The metronome will help you gain speed. I'll say it again, the metronome will actually help you gain speed. And I say this because you can use the metronome as a training device. You can start at say 60 beats per minute and then slowly in 5 beat per minute increments work up to 100 beats per minute or beyond that. And you're doing so gradually. And the cool thing about this is that at a certain point, you don't even perceive the difference, but you're actually getting faster. And you can gauge it because you're looking at it and it's actually saying, yes, you are playing faster. So it's a wonderful speed training tool. So often folks are like, well, I want to play fast. So they sit down and play fast. Well, that's one approach, and it's actually a valid approach, but using the metronome allows you to actually gauge how fast you're going, how fast you're playing, and how fast you're actually improving. Number 3, it allows you to demystify difficult musical passages. Sometimes, you know, I'll look at tablature or some piece of music and I'll look at the rhythmic notation. It's like dotted 16th note, 8th note, rest, dotted quarter note. And I'm like, how on earth is this? How can I even play this? Well, if you go slowly and actually compare it to a metronome click, you can figure out when the note's being played, on what beat or in between what beats, and it actually will help bring some clarity to really difficult rhythmic passages. So that's another reason the metronome can help you, another way the metronome can help you. The second reason is for all you flat pickers out there, or the second way, rather, and that is you can help. It can help you figure out pick direction. Sometimes when we're flat picking, you know, the pick direction is so important. Down on the downbeat, up on the upbeat, there's some exceptions, but the metronome can actually help you figure out if you should be playing a down or an upstroke. Because sometimes I know when I'm flat picking, it's like, I'm just getting hung up and the pick's not flowing. Well, the metronome can actually reveal like, hey, that up pick, it's actually supposed to be a down pick. And once you fix that little problem, everything else cleans up afterwards. And the number one reason, the number one way the metronome can help you is it actually can function as a bit of a backing track while you're soloing. Okay, now it's not the most amazing backing track, but let me paint the picture here. You're learning a scale, and you think, okay, I got the scale shape, I can play through it, but now I want to try some different combinations of notes within that scale shape. Well, doing so without a steady beat is kind of difficult and can feel a little bit, well, it can lack reward. The metronome provides a nice consistent beat so you can solo with something, and it also does this side benefit in where it helps you understand space, musical space, which is so important. A lot of times when we think of soloing and playing through a scale, it's like just play a bunch of notes all the time. Well, if you use a metronome and solo against a metronome, you start to understand what space feels like when you actually leave it in a solo. Let me give you just a quick example. Now, if you guys are wondering what metronome I'm using, it's on my phone. It's called Pro Metronome, and I believe it's made by EMU Labs. There's a link at acousticlife.tv if you're interested. It's a great metronome, but there's a ton of different metronomes. I mean, you can even Google metronome, and there's a free metronome on Google. There's physical metronomes. The Sabine Zip Beat 6000 is a great one. Also, I think Vitner makes kind of the classic clock metronome. So just so we're all on the same page with what metronome to get, basically whichever one keeps time and you like to use. So I set this metronome at 120, and I'm just going to use a simple G scale just to show you an example of what it's like to solo with a metronome. So here we go. A nice solid beat to kind of mess around with. It's kind of another layer of musicality, right? When you start to factor in rhythm, it's really important to be in rhythm or be conscious of rhythm. Know when you're breaking the rules, know when you're falling out of rhythm, know when you want to come back in rhythm, and the metronome will certainly be your path to that. So if you're thinking, this all sounds great, Tone, these are five ways the metronome can help me, I resonate with all of these ways. Well, good, I'm glad. But you might be wondering, well, I've actually never played with a metronome, and it kind of freaks me out. I don't even know how to get in sync with the metronome. Don't worry. I've actually created a lesson for you that goes over that exact process, how to actually start playing with a metronome if you've never done so or if it kind of freaks you out. So you can find that full lesson at acousticlife.tv/metronome. It literally takes you through getting in sync with a metronome, just understanding what's happening, all the way to playing simple rhythms with a metronome. And again, I want you to check that out. It's at acousticlife.tv/metronome. All right. And I should take this moment to let you know that that lesson was sponsored by Tony's Acoustic Challenge. It's an acoustic guitar program like you've never seen before. To learn more about it, please visit tonysacousticchallenge.com. It'll show you how you can take your playing to the next level. And once you're there, if you read through it and you think, man, this program sounds awesome. That metronome lesson was great. I really like what's happening here. Please request your invite today. We'd absolutely love to have you within the friendly confines of Tony's Acoustic Challenge. Not the friendly ones, the friendly ones. That's a totally different connotation. Anyways, make sure to check it out at tonysacousticchallenge.com. All right, Noah and I would love to know what you think about the show so far. So in the comments below, please let us know. And if you're typing in a comment and you're thinking, man, something's missing in my life. Well, you probably haven't subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel, and you absolutely need to do that. It's super easy. Click that red subscribe button, and then don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new video that comes out, so you never miss a thing, and you're always kept in the guitar geek loop. And when you're leaving a comment, make sure to leave where you're tuning in from, because we just love to see where all you guitar geeks are from. It's pretty awesome. And speaking of comments, Noah,
yeah,
you've been
Tony.
Ciphering, you've been filtering.
Mm-hmm.
You've been sifting,
mm-hmm.
You've been panning for the right comments, the golden comments, if you will. Could you share some of those golden comments with us?
I certainly can. So our first one comes from Mac, who says, great show, tips, and great humor. Thank you. Thank you. Mac says he's tuning in from Montpellier, France.
Nice.
And then he adds that he's a Scot. Living in France.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think. You can. Next comes from Buck. Says, love the show from here in Southeast Missouri. Keep up the great work. XOXO.
Oh. That. XOXO back.
Yes. Then we have this gal or lady commented before under the moniker of, I think it's Plumy Girl. It could be Plummy Girl, but I think it's Plumy Girl. I'm going to go with Plumy.
Okay.
Because Plumy makes me think of like floral or like flower and blossoming. So
okay.
Plumy Girl says, just checking in, a little late from Anaheim, but she's here.
Nice.
And then we have Warmonger. It's a good tough name. Checking in from Murrieta, California. Love the video and love to listen while I practice.
Awesome.
Right. Okay, now I got
Guitar Geek multitasking, if you will.
If you will.
Right. Sorry.
Okay, now these next two, they're a little more hefty.
Okay.
First one comes from regular Acoustic Tuesday viewer and commenter, Davey Joe W. Says, I thank you, Tony, Noah, and Levi, for making me a great Acoustic Tuesday junkie. I'm addicted, and I don't need rehab. Another great show, and the humor is delightful, so not to worry. Okay, all right. I must look into that pickup that you mentioned, and even coming through the Montana frequencies, it sounded grand.
Oh, good.
You guys make needed fixes healthy for sure. And then he says, so when is my royal cousin Noah going to play a piece or two on AcousticLife.tv? Perhaps you boys could do a duo even, eh?
Ah.
And then he says, love, light, peace, and music, Davey Joe in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so a little bug in our...
Well, it was funny because I got these mixes back from a recording session a little bit ago, and I was playing them on my computer, and then Noah hops on the drum kit, and he starts drumming along with it, and I thought, man, that's really cool.
You thought that?
I did.
Oh, you didn't say anything.
Well, I just didn't want you to be a big head about it.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. All right. And our last comment today comes from James L. Tony, thank you for playing the session focus lesson. Does that make sense? Thank you for the playing session focus lesson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I got it.
Okay, yeah. It was the way I said it. He says, even in my advanced age and man of years of experience, this is one of the best delineations and explanations of the three primary approaches I've heard.
Oh, cool.
I will be able to benefit from this shared wisdom, not only in my personal playing, but also with my bandmates, to make sure we are working in our sessions in a collective and cohesive manner with a common focus.
Oh, man.
Great show.
That's awesome. That's really cool. You know, I never thought about applying that to a band setting.
Yeah.
But, you know, rolling into like a band practice or a band rehearsal, that's really important to kind of understand what the outcome should be. That's awesome. I appreciate that comment, and thanks for sharing, and also thank you for watching. Appreciate it. Noah, is that it? Is that all we got?
Well, that's all the comments.
Okay, do you have another little special thing for
us? I do. I love that it seems like the last few episodes, we've had a good, nice little influx of You Know Your Guitar Geek Wins.
Oh, sweet.
So as far as that goes, just keep them coming. But I got a few for you here today. First one comes from V32 Finish. You know your guitar geek when you would actually prefer reverb bucks for a birthday or a holiday over actual cash or a gift.
That is so stinking true. I mean, that is like the amount of time. If I could calculate the amount of time I spend on reverb,
yeah,
I actually probably don't want to calculate it because I'd be like, wow, that's a lot of time.
You know how like your phone, you know, accumulates and
the
lets
screen
you know,
time.
Yeah, what your screen time is, yeah. Like what your reverb time is.
I think there's a certain app you can get that actually shows how much time you spend on certain apps.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cuz I'm on reverb way too much.
Yeah,
is it too much though?
Yeah.
I found those microphones for us.
You're a guitar geek and a record geek. You know, you're a vinyl.
Yeah, yeah. As if reverb wasn't bad enough, they bring out Reverb LP.
Yeah.
So when I'm like having a bummer day, I just go to Reverb LP for some therapy, and boom, all of a sudden records show up, and I'm happy.
And you don't even remember ordering them. You
like? No, I'm like, what did I even get? I can't remember.
Okay, next one comes from Robert C. And he had posted this before, but maybe we didn't see it. Fair enough. So we're sharing it today. He says, you know you're a guitar geek when you find new eyeglass frames that fit you well and happen to match very nicely with the tortoise pick guards on two of your Martins. Double bonus when the color of said frames is actually titled Coca-Bolo.
Oh, no lie. That's wicked cool. That's awesome. Well, I got to be honest. When I got these glasses about, I want to say a year ago, and the main draw, I didn't even like the shape of them, but they were the only tortoiseshell ones that, like, I thought, well, those are cool. And I'm a sucker for tortoiseshell. Faux tortoiseshell. Sorry.
They're pretty neat.
So I got them. There you had it.
And our last one today comes from Mike S. You know you're a guitar geek when your wife tells you no more guitars until you build another room on the house.
That's probably a small win, too. In my interpretation of that, she gave you the green light to build a studio. That's basically how I am interpreting that.
That's true. He didn't say she specified what the room's use would be.
I mean...
But even so, build another room, and then every room you build, you get another guitar.
Just one?
No, like every room you build, you get a guitar.
Oh, okay.
You see it? Yeah.
I think I see what you're
saying. So yeah, just one guitar per room.
Oh, sounds like you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Okay.
I would just go the studio route. I would literally make all the plans, build the studio, and when your wife comes home all of a sudden and the studio was built overnight, you could have this new awesome studio and just be like, honey, you said to build another room and you get a guitar. It's like the double win scenario. I don't know how you deal with an infuriated significant other, but
well, we'll have to see what Mike says after your suggestion there.
I've got no recommendations in that department. I just keep digging holes. All right, should we move on, Noah?
Yes, let's do. Okay.
Well, before I share the guitarsenals for today, because we do have guitarsenals, and actually the final item I'm going to share with you is something that we all can benefit from, and it benefited me in a surprising way. Because it made me think a little bit differently about caring for my guitars. But before we get to that, I want to make sure that you share the Acoustic Tuesday show with your guitar geek friends. As I say all the time, it could be somebody you jam with, it could be your guitar teacher, it could be your local shop, it could be just somebody that you meet that's a guitar geek, and you're like, man, do you watch Acoustic Tuesday? Because if you don't, you should. Bottom line, I'm asking you to share the show because we want to unite as many guitar geeks on Tuesdays as possible, and you are a crucial part of that mission, so please share this show with all of your guitar geek friends. And that brings me to the next item, and that is, we've been through a little bit of a drought, but we're back, and the guitarsenals are here, and I've got two stellar guitarsenals for you. And we're going to start north of the U.S. border here in Montreal, Canada. This one comes from Doug D., and he says this of his guitar signal. He says, hey guys, love the program, so I thought since the well was drying out, I'd send something in for you. Been watching Tony since I was looking for a review before buying my Martin D15M. I'm sorry I don't have a guitar signal t-shirt yet, but I thought you may want to see my collection anyways. That is true. Now, if the second guitar signal today didn't have two guitarsenal shirts, mm-hmm. I would have said absolutely no go. But since two guitarsenal shirts are represented, I thought we could, this is kind of a loophole in the rule.
Okay.
I think we can do it.
Okay.
So here is Doug's guitarsenal, and we're going to start out with a Kala ukulele, a gold tone banjo, a Pan hollow acoustic bass, a dulcimer handmade by his uncle in Nanaimo, British Columbia, with integrated pickup, a Samick LW017A acoustic guitar. This is the first guitar he ever bought in 1993. An El Degas Les Paul Jr. model electric guitar, the first guitar that was ever given to him. A Martin D15M, known as his princess. A Fender Telecaster American Series. A Fender Telecaster Made in Mexico Deluxe Series. A Fender Made in Mexico Stratocaster. And a Fender P-Bass American Standard. Well, I hope you enjoyed checking out my stash. Would love to make it to Bozeman sometime. Take care, guys, and keep the wonderful down-to-earth content coming. It really makes a difference. Well, Doug, if you are ever in Bozeman, you got to make sure to holler because we'd love to meet you. And I'm sure if you're an Acoustic Tuesday fan, I'm sure you like bourbon. So you and I can go out for a bourbon and Noah can drink scotch.
By myself?
By yourself? No, you're welcome. I just, sometimes when we go out to a bar or something, and you order a scotch and I'm trying to enjoy my bourbon, the peaty, like, dirt smell from your scotch just gets all over, and I can't even taste what I'm drinking.
Okay, to be fair, when we do go out somewhere, I very rarely get just the scotch, like by itself, neat. I'll do some mixed drink or something.
Yeah, it's true.
Just to experience something new.
Well,
to
thanks.
Be fair.
Thanks for that, Noah. You'd be invited, of course, Noah. I would never leave you here. I would bring you along. Even if you do like scotch, it's not that hard. All right, the next guitar arsenal. Check this out. The next guitar arsenal comes from South Africa. Now, I'm going to try my best with the names here. So, Germery, whose nickname is Germs, and Marius from Potchefstroom, South Africa. Potchefstroom. I hope I got that. It feels good. Potchefstroom.
Yeah, it sounded like you knew it
like,
was.
I feel like if I said that with confidence, it probably just passes. That's clearly the place.
It is the place.
Okay. Well, Potchefstroom, South Africa. Here is their guitar arsenal, front row from starting on the left. A Tanglewood TWRT Roadster named Goldie. A Gretsch Jim Dandy in vintage white named, very aptly, Jimmy. The middle row starting on the left, an Ibanez AN60 BSM Artwood Series Parlor acoustic guitar named Shorty. A Recording King ROC9 MBL Century 33 limited edition number 2 in Wabash Blue named Kingy. Now, I've done some reading on these guitars, and I'm really excited about that particular instrument. I love what Recording King is doing with those, so I can't wait to try one myself. Next up, a Fender T-Bug at 300 CE Flame Maple 3-Tone Sunburst named Fendi. And an Alvarez 8060 CESB named Abby.
Wait, back not row. Al?
What's that?
Not Al?
Not Al. No, Abby.
Well, you got Jim and
we got
Fendi.
Jimmy. We got Jimmy. We got Fendi.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, it's a little slight detour. Abby.
Okay.
Okay. Next, the back row starting on the left. This is the guitar I inherited from my dad and is about 27 years old. An Ariana G15 classical guitar named Ausus, which is Afrikaans for big sister. Gretsch G5420 TG limited edition single cut electromatic hollow body in candy apple red with gold hardware named Noah.
Well, if I'm following from the beginning,
yeah,
it would be named like Gretchy.
Gretchy is correct. Good
okay.
job.
See, so why isn't the Alvarez named Al?
Well, you can take that up with Germery and Marius.
I will.
And then next up is Marius's pride and joy, a Taylor GS Mini Koa named Chrissy. Now, they really checked all the boxes in submitting their guitar arsenal because they got the shirts, they got the dogs, and just wait and see what's coming up. You'll see. My husband, Marius, is on the left with our miniature American Shepherd, a blue Merle called Enya,
yeah,
and me on the right with the same breed, a red Merle called Missile. We both really started learning to play more than a year ago and enjoy it a lot. He prefers to play fingerstyle, and I prefer more strumming and singing. Yet I will join in and learn a tab or two just for fun. Now check this out. This next picture really cracks me up. Here's a little story behind the Budgies' names. I bought Jazz as a baby bird, barely out of the nest, but she was not really chatty. So one evening as Jazz was sitting on her play gym, still nameless at the time, I played guitar, and later on she started to chirp along. I thought that Jazz might be fitting as she joined in with chatter when I played the guitar. A few months later, I bought a second budgie, Blue, which Marius named as he thought it would be sweet to have a blues and jazz budgie. And so they received their names. Jazz, who is green, is playing on a modified Gibson J45, and Blue is playing on a modified Larrivé P01. Okay, we don't really know what the make and model of their guitars are, but at least it sounds cool and they look super cute. Now I have to say, you know, This is a whole nother level for guitar arsenals.
It was a good one.
Because we got the shirts, we got a great collection of instruments with names, the dogs are there, and then the birds get thrown in playing their own guitars. I mean, that's like guitar geek metal worthy.
And I don't know if you thought of this, but there was 9 guitars, I think, in their guitar arsenal.
Uh-huh.
And she made the comments they've been playing for just a little over a year. So if that's any indication of
that's nearly one a month.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you guys are on track, and exactly. I just appreciate it. Much appreciation for everybody that submits a guitar arsenal. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, man, I've got birds, I've got dogs, I've got guitars, I want to send in a picture. Cats, lizards, whatever you got, we want them. Okay, so, but most importantly, we want to see your guitars. So if you have a guitar arsenal picture that you wish to share, please submit it at acousticlife.tv. It just involves three simple steps. Number one, get yourself a guitar arsenal shirt. There's a link right beneath this YouTube video. Go ahead and click that. You'll be able to pick your favorite size, your favorite color. And then once you get that shirt in the mail, step two is to put it on and take a picture amongst your guitars. You can include pets, include family members, who's ever involved on your guitar journey. We want to see. And then step three, the most important step, is to submit it at acousticlife.tv. Once you go to acousticlife.tv, in the top menu, you'll see a submit button. Click that. You'll be able to submit your picture and a description of your guitar arsenal. And you'll be a featured guitar geek on an upcoming Acoustic Tuesday show. All right, last but certainly not least, this is a product that I'm about to share with you, a product that really changed my view on how I take care of my instruments. Now, I bought this product because I thought it was a little gimmicky. And I thought, okay, this was actually about 3 weeks ago. I was on Amazon. I thought, you know, I should buy this. So I bought the product. I'm using the product, and it's pretty eye-opening. I got to be honest. What's the product? The product is the Daddario Humidikit. Okay. Now, this Humidikit, it actually comes in two different flavors, okay? You can get the Humidikit, which is three Humidipacks plus the Humiditrack device. This is going to get real confusing, but I'll try my best to outline it. So the Humidikit contains Humidipacks and the Humiditrack unit. You can just get the Humiditrack, which is really what I want to focus on right now. And that is a small Bluetooth unit. It's about, it's about as big as this bottle here. And it sits in your guitar case. You can actually affix it a number of different ways. It comes on a clip. You can Velcro it in there. You can just put it loose in there. I wouldn't recommend that. I would definitely use the clip and the Velcro included. But you just clip it in your guitar case, and it actually gauges your humidity and temperature. It's like a hygrometer, but it's a Bluetooth hygrometer, and it actually communicates with your phone. So I've got an app on here. It's the Humiditrack app. I think that's what it's called. Let me see. Make sure that's what it's called. Yeah, the Humiditrack app. And you open it, and it actually will send that data to your phone so you can chart the temperature of your guitar on a daily basis. Actually, you can do it hourly or daily or monthly. You can do the same with humidity. And the cool thing is this. It will send alerts to your phone if your guitar is in any sort of danger. If the humidity is getting low, if there was an impact incident, like something fell into your guitar or what have you, it'll actually send you an alert to your phone. Because, you know, I gotta be honest, I'm not the most regular when it comes to humidification. I do my best. I've got a ton of guitars. I like to use the Dampit. But to be honest, I'm maybe hitting them every other week. This way, with the Humiditrack, I actually can gauge when I actually have to humidify my instruments. So I am floored. It's made me realize that I should probably get a Humiditrack for all my guitars, because you can customize it and put pictures of your guitars in there, the serial number, whatever you want. But it gives you readouts of every single one of your guitars. Now, I'll share with you some more experiences I had with it, maybe some, well, I wouldn't call them difficulties, but some things to watch out for here in a second. But I want you to give you, I want you to get the full rundown of the Daddario Humiditrack device. So let's have a look at their video that they put out, kind of showing the ins and outs of the device.
Hi, I'm Rob from Daddario, and this is Humiditrack. Musical instruments can be easily damaged by extended or rapid changes in humidity and temperature. Now you can protect your investment simply by placing Daddario's Humiditrack inside your instrument or instrument case. Humiditrack uses a patent-pending intelligent Bluetooth sensor to provide a constant stream of humidity, temperature, and impact data to a free phone app to warn you of hazardous conditions that can lead to diminished playability of your instrument or costly repairs, essentially providing you with a 24/7 health monitor for your instrument. When Humiditrack detects a dangerous condition, push notifications are sent to your device, allowing you to take corrective action before damage occurs. Having multiple Humiditrack sensors allow you to catalog and monitor all your instruments within a single application, eliminating the need to check each instrument case individually. Maintaining a collection of instruments is now easy and convenient. Each sensor comes with a metal clip and hook and loop material for various mounting options, either within the instrument or instrument case. Now let's take a look at the app. After pairing a sensor with the app, you'll be prompted to set up a profile for each instrument you are monitoring. This includes an icon or picture of the instrument, along with the brand, model, and serial number. Each profile will be listed on the My Instruments screen. Here you get a quick dashboard view of each instrument's humidity and temperature reading. If you have impact sensing turned on, you will also be able to see any acceleration events as well. Tapping on any one sensor or instrument allows you to look at all that instrument's data. The data can be viewed either hourly, daily, or monthly. This can be done for both humidity and temperature. Tapping on the three dots in the upper right-hand corner allow you to modify that instrument's alert settings for your own individual needs. HumidiTrack, the 24/7 instrument monitoring system. Now you can keep an eye on all your instruments without ever watching.
All right, so that's a little bit more in-depth view of the HumidiTrack system. The reason I wanted you to see that video is because I wanted to show you what it looks like on the phone, the interface, and it's really awesome. I'm pretty pumped about this whole entire system. My experience with it, I got it. It comes in a nice little box here. And super easy to use. All you had to do is pop it open. I wish I had the pieces here, but it's being used right now. But there's not much to it. There's not even that many instructions. The one thing that I was nervous about was pairing the Bluetooth, because to be quite honest with you, I'm horrible at technology. Like, the worst. Probably the worst. I get really impatient when it comes to technology, but this was actually pretty easy. It took a second for the Bluetooth to pair to my phone, but once it did, I was getting temperature data, humidity data, and now after having it for about 3 weeks, I'm starting to see trends and things and ways that I can keep the instrument in a more stable temperature environment, which was the most revealing to me as well. My next experiment is to actually use the HumidiTrack without the HumidiPax, meaning I'm going to use my standard Dampit and kind of internal case humidifier that I normally use. It's just a sponge and a soap dish to see what kind of humidity levels I'm actually at in my other guitars. So I'm excited to see what's actually happening. Maybe I'm taking better care than I realize. Maybe I'm not, but this will actually help me figure it out. So I'm excited about that. If this is something that you think will help you, I encourage you to check it out. Although I was a little concerned about the technology, it wasn't that difficult at all. The one thing I have heard, though, and I should mention this, is if you're getting multiple HumidiTrack devices, when you're initially pairing the device to your phone, you want to make sure that the other HumidiTrack devices are more than 10 feet away. I heard that there might be some pairing issues if there's multiple devices in play. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, I'm floored by it. I'm bummed it took me this long to actually find the damn thing. So I'm excited. So make sure to check those out. If you want to learn more about them, please go to acousticlife.tv/AT78. You'll be able to check out that video if you want to get a little bit nerdy on it. And also there's a purchase link on the bottom. Again, that's an Amazon referral link. Those links give us, Acoustic Life, a percentage of the sale. And then we go ahead and take that same percentage and dish it directly to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all you guitar geeks that watch Acoustic Tuesday. So taking care of your guitars, buying the HumidiKit, and donating to Guitars for Vets. You can do that in all in one fell swoop. Just go to acousticlife.tv/AT78. All right, Noah, that's pretty much the end of the show. However, we do have a very interesting piece of trivia to get to the bottom of. So just as a reminder, here was your Guitar Geek trivia question. Which model guitar is most associated with Mother Maybelle Carter? Was it A, the Kalamazoo Oriole? B, the Martin Singolo 17, C, the Harmony Sovereign, or D, the Gibson L5? Well, if you answered D, the Gibson L5, you're absolutely 100% correct. Mother Maybelle Carter played a Gibson L5. Maybelle Carter was a member of the original Carter family, which was formed in 1927 by her brother-in-law, A.P. Carter, who was married to her cousin, Sarah, also a part of the trio. The Carter family was one of the first commercial rural country music groups. Maybelle, who played auto harp and banjo, as well as being the group's guitarist, created a unique sound for the group with her innovative scratch style of guitar playing. where she used her thumb to play melody on the bass and middle strings and her index finger to fill out the rhythm. Although Maybelle herself had first picked up this technique from the guitarist Leslie Riddle, it became widely known as Carter family picking, an indication of the group's pivotal role in popularizing the style. The Carters bought the Gibson L5 Archtop new in 1928, and at the time, check this out, the guitar cost around $275. Maybelle owned the guitar until her death in 1978, and the guitar now resides in the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum's permanent Precious Jewels exhibit, alongside instruments used by fellow Bristol Sessions artists Jimmy Rogers, Bill Monroe, Earl Scruggs, and other roots music legends. So you can actually see that guitar on display at the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is pretty darn cool. Pretty fascinating, if you ask me. I'd love to be in the presence of such an iconic instrument. I think that would be pretty darn cool. So if any of you have gone there and seen it, let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Noah, we've bundled up Acoustic Tuesday, episode 78. We put the scarf around, put the hat on, put the mittens on, gave it its sled, sent it out to the sledding hill. Mm-hmm. It's used the whole afternoon to sled. The mittens are wet. The coat's a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
And now Acoustic Tuesday 78's coming home and it's ready for some hot chocolate. So we're going to have to go and make Acoustic Tuesday 78 some hot chocolate.
Sounds good. I'm going to put some splash of that cherry stuff your dad got me.
But let's take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen on Acoustic Tuesday. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, a guitar string shootout. Yes, three different guitar strings. I'm going to shoot them out. A film about an unsung hero that you need to know about. And how to figure out where your guitar is buzzing from. This is going to be an info-packed episode, so I do not want you to miss that episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And of course, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube, and for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, yes, you can make every day Acoustic Tuesday. Just visit acousticlife.tv. You'll be able to do a deep dive on anything I've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday and see all the little Easter eggs that are hidden there for you. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. We appreciate you, Guitar Geeks. And from Noah and myself, thanks. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. And don't forget, Guitar Geeks unite. Cheers, everybody.